got us moving in an unusual way. You don't have to be freaked out about it. And I've said this before, and I believe that God is setting the stage for something unique in our time that we have not seen. And when you see with spiritual eyes, you can see that the things that have been moving in your life, God has been moving them. All the things that you've tried to hold on to that God is not allowing you to hold on to, it's of Him. The things that you have resurrected to take the place of God, God said, I'm tearing down. So all the things that you thought were God, God said, they really are not me. And so I'm bringing you into a seasons, and for some of you, seasons that are unknown and unfamiliar territory to you, but I'm asking you to trust me, God said. And if you could trust Him in these unknown times and in these unknown seasons of unfamiliarity, God said, I'll bring you into new depths of faith and glory. And the body is coming into that, and God is wanting His body to step in further and to go deeper. And the only way that happens is that if we allow God to break down some of that old stuff and bring in the new. And quite frankly, it's not easy. When you get into the Word, the Bible says that the Word of God is sharp and is active. It actually does stuff. So be careful when you read it, because it actually exposes motive and tears down things that you have held up as truth that might not be truth. The things that you hide in, those strongholds that have been set up in your life that God never said, I've called you to stay in that stronghold. And I'm going to be honest with you today, because I think honesty is important to a point. Won't be too honest. We're in a series, and it's no accident that we are in this series on wisdom. No accident. And I believe that God led us over the last several weeks, and as we finish this week and next week, to talk about laziness and money. Because as a body, it is important that we understand that those two things, if working together, are not going to produce the desired results. You can't be lazy and expect not to walk in lack. And over the last several days, probably the last several weeks, that there are just some certain things that are coming up in my mind about this idea of work ethic and strongholds. And be quite frank, that there has been probably, ever since I can remember, this stronghold of financial strain in my family. And I've gotten a glimpse, and I'm sure some of you get glimpses of different things, of just the enemy just sitting on this thing in my life, just sitting on it. Like he's been there for a long time and just working it and just holding stuff down. Even before I came along, I could look back generationally, and I got a peek in the enemy just being generationally in my family, just strapping us financially. And it's pissed me off, to be quite frank. And I'm in a position, and you can ask Misty, but I have made it a point to break down this stronghold in my life. Because I believe that God wants something different and better for our family. And it's going to be a little raw today, so I'm just letting you know now. Because I'm in a mood. And because God's heart generationally for the family is to be blessed. It is not to walk in lack. And I don't care who has told you anything different. That's not God's heart. God's heart is for you to walk in blessing. But there are things generationally that attach themselves. And if we're not careful, we can walk according to that pattern that has been modeled for us. But it's not God. It might have been okay in that generation because they didn't know any better. But it's not okay when you're a new creature in Christ and old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and God has called you to start a new trajectory and a new line. But the enemy has a way to reach out to something that grandpa was dealing with. And if you don't think that's possible, I encourage you to go ahead and read Emotionally Healthy Leader and Spirituality, but then ask the Lord to help give you insight of what's holding your family generationally, because there is something. And until you get to a point of where you're tired of it holding you, it won't change. And my question to you today is this. It's a simple question to get this thing going. What are you sick of? Because until you get tired of having the same thing rehearsed to you by the enemy, you won't change. And I'm not a believer in not changing. I'm a believer in change. But the enemy knows at the same time what to do in order to stop or put a wrench in that process. If you're not in some sort of fight right now for better or new, you are missing out on the walk and actually walking into the promised land and what God has for you in your life right now. I'm a little bit ticked today. I'm ticked. Because there are things that not only as a family are we walking through, but the body is walking through and God's church at large is walking through. They're not God's best. Not. And the enemy knows it. And there are stuff being thrown out everywhere. I've had about 8 flat tires this year. I'm not joking. About 8. Every time I turn around, another screw in the tire. Turn a corner, that tire just blew. 8 flat tire. Every time trying to get ahead, here comes something else. Because he knows. Someone's putting some sweat equity. Someone's putting some faith because they're tired of walking in how grandpa used to walk. And they want God's best. And the enemy knows, wait, this is him about breaking free generationally. This is not just about him doing something different. Wait, this goes all the way back now. And so now we've got to work and see what we can do to hold him down. And so everything that they do is to try to discourage you so that you don't get back up. But if you use the weapons that God has given you, you turn your heart toward heaven and open your eyes and get back up, God will give you the strength to keep moving on again. But there has to be a will to want to get better. Has to be. I don't know any team who loves to lose. Except the Browns. I heard you. I don't know any team that loves to lose. I don't know any fan base that loves to see their team lose. God doesn't want you to lose. But I also know that it requires that you're going to actually have to get up and get dirty and play in the game, regardless of what the outcome might be. Because sometimes you lose, but sometimes you win, and when you win, it's sweet. But we can't walk in this life expecting you're gonna win every day, because you don't. You don't. And one of the reasons why I wanna talk about this today is because we do a lot of losing in life. A lot of losing. But it teaches you how to start winning. If you've gotten your butt kicked any time in your life, it should have done one or two things for you. On the positive side, it should have pushed you to realize I need to stand up for myself and get better so that next time I take him rather than him taking me. Or two, on the negative side, it pushes you into depression and a massive inferiority complex, and you never come out of it. And I'm concerned with the body because the body's getting whipped on. And there are a lot of people who are delving into inferiority. And they're moving into the shadows, and they're missing out on the joy of actually playing the game. I'm going to tell you today, some of y'all are new, that you're not going to hear in this church that God is going to bless you and give you what you want all the time. It doesn't work that way. God is into perfecting your faith And so if you're in a place, in a position of where someone tells you and talks to you about God's love, I hope they're talking to you about the discipline of God and about learning how to lose, get up, get back at it, and go again. I'm hoping that you got a coach in your corner who's not only yelling at you, but who's loving you on the other side, saying that you can do this, getting in your face when he needs to get in your face, hitting you on your pads. I'm hoping you got someone saying, listen, you can get back at it and do it again. I'm not just talking about a physical person. I'm talking about, I hope you got Jesus in your corner. I hope so. I hope. Because if you don't, you're in trouble. We become enamored in the world with following people and celebrities. And my girls lately have been talking about different celebrities. And the more I live, the less I care. I don't really care about who married who. I don't care that their baby's name is Snowflake. I don't care. I don't care that it's Snow White. I don't care what dwarf their kid is named. I don't care. The more you live, the more you realize that I'm only serving one person, and that person is Jesus. And if he's telling me I've got it together, he's got me, I can keep moving in my lane where I need to be, then I got to keep moving in my lane. The more you live, the more you realize he's the only real trustworthy source. Only real trustworthy. I know some of y'all say, well, what about my husband? Listen, I love my wife to death, but in the end, I trust Jesus. And so we've got to come to this resolution in our life that whatever comes at us, if it's a struggle, if it's blessing, it's the Lord who allows it. It's the Lord. So don't think that you have some sort of control over your life to think that, well, I've got my life figured out. I know where I'm going. You don't know where you're going. Only God knows where you're going. And so God's the one who changes the seasons, and he can change it real quick. Real quick. And so you begin to realize that whether it's death of a loved one or loss of a kid or loss of a job, that the only person who's in control and who has it all together is Jesus. That's it. That's it. You can't hang on to people. And so we're in this series called Wisdom because I believe that it's important that we realize that if you're going to get anywhere in life, you've got to learn, you got to work hard. You got to work hard. And we're talking a little bit about money today, but this applies to every area of your life. So you can't leave here and say that was specific about the dollar. It's not specific about the dollar. You want to make progress emotionally, you're going to cry. You're going to struggle. You want to get ahead mentally, you're going to have to exercise the gifts that God has given you and learn some stuff. You want to get ahead physically, you're going to have to push yourself and tax your body to challenge yourself to get past where you need to be. There has been not been a time in my life, and we've talked about this before, where God all of a sudden has dosed me with some magic pill, and all of a sudden I became two sizes less than what I was. I had a better outlook on life. It wasn't that. It was through struggle. It was through work. It was through work. Proverbs chapter 10. Tainted wealth has no lasting value, but right living can what? Save your life. The Lord will not let the godly go hungry, but he refuses to satisfy the cravings of the wicked. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. You want money? You work. I know it's some revelation. You work. There's not some magic mail coming to you that's going to give you your food source or going to give you what you need. You have to go out and you got to do what God has called you to do, work what you've been given. And if that is something that you don't like, then you have to take it up with the giver of life. He told Adam in the garden, work the garden. It didn't matter if he liked the garden or not. You work the garden because that's where he was going to be blessed. And so for you, wherever you are in your life, work what God has given you. And that could be seasonal for you. There are things that I do now that I didn't plan on doing in my life, but I'm working what I've been given because they're all seeds that are being sown. All seeds. And it's not just one seed. Listen, it's not, well, I just throw one seed. No, you need to be throwing seeds. Plural, plural. Plural. That, yep, seed, 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 seed. Not just one. Why? That one may not yield as fast as that one, That one may not yield as fast as that one, but you got seeds, plural. And all of a sudden, over time, that one begins to yield, that yields, but they're all different times. That's why you work what you've been given, plural, seeds. I can't work past a certain time. You're going to miss out on the opportunities that God has given you because stuff actually happens after five. Some of you are like, 4:45? I am about counting the time to when I'm done. And you pour. And you wonder why I don't feel like I'm ahead in life. I just don't feel like I'm ahead. Well, what else are you doing? Your job may not be able to satisfy what you want. And what we do is we wait. I'm gonna wait till they give me a raise, which may not come. What are you doing with the opportunity that God has given you? And two questions. Do you need to stay where you're at? One. And two, are you open to doing something different to getting God's blessing in your life? And it's a simple question. And a lot of times, people will sacrifice blessing for comfort. Because they want to go to something that's secure. And I understand security. People want it. But guess what? Also, the longer I live, the more I realize there's not much of that either. You're wanting security, but security only comes in a relationship with Jesus. Do you believe that if you lost what God allowed you to work for a season, that God could direct you into another place and you can be blessed there also? Or are we so hell-bent on God blessing me here that it becomes some sort of idol in our life? And if that idol doesn't produce anymore, well, I guess God doesn't want me to be blessed. No, God doesn't want you raising up a job as an idol. Remember, God is bringing opportunities in your life, not idols. So if that means that one goes, you know God's faithful, there's another one that God's going to open. It just may not be what you want it to be at the moment. But remember, it's not my will, it's God's will. That's what we want, right? Yeah, but as long as it's six figures, God's perfect will. Because what we do is that we look at the price tag and we forget it's not about the price tag, but it's about God's purpose. If God's purpose is accomplished in you being a transporter for a season and you providing health insurance for your family, guess where he's going to be blessed in that season. And God could make little bigger than what it is. Because it's about seeds. Seeds. Because you can make a lot of money and not be happy. And you'd be bored. Oh, you know God knows you. And you know God's good, right? You can get all you want. I'm making $150,000 a year. But you're apathetic. You're not pushing. No creativity. You're just kind of doing your job. Just asking the Lord, well, what do you have next? I just bless you. I know, but, and you realize it's not really all about the money. Money's good and we need it. And I'm not talking bad about it today because we're going to talk a little bit about that. But God's purpose needs to supersede the price tag because not all money is good money. Work with what you've been given. Second thing we got to do, we got to stay online. What does that mean? You got to stay in open communication with Jesus. Too many of us get kicked off. When hard times come, we get kicked offline. We're not connected anymore. Hard times come, God don't love me. And what we do is we're back at it the other way, trying to connect ourselves to the source, other sources. You can't afford to go anywhere else. Hard times come, you got to stay. You got to stay connected to Jesus. Why? Because it's in those times that he's downloading stuff to you. The Lord is speaking. Whether or not you hear it or not is another thing. He is speaking through your pain. He is speaking through the anxiety. He is speaking through the unknown. Are you listening? If you're online, you'll hear him. It's struggle right now, Lord. Yeah, I know. It's part of my will. because it's producing something in you that is not going to be produced any other way. Because you're moving and you're producing, something's coming alive inside of you. Your faith is growing in places that it has not grown before. I promise you, I know what I'm doing. Because I need you looking better. I need you more fit for the kingdom. Right now, you're not fit. Last week, we talked about the PIP, the Performance Improvement Plan. How's that going? My faith is being exercised right now in ways that I never thought it would have to be exercised, but is specific for me. What about you? God's going to get you moving in one way or another. And if it means pulling something out, so be it. But can you stay online and connect? Stay connected. And you know what I mean about connected. You know how I mean and what it means to be connected. Sometimes we're so connected to our phones, we're missing Jesus, man. What is God asking you to do? What is he speaking to you in these hard times right now? For me, I got you. Get back up. Get after it again. We're looking for the outs. We talked about it in the team rally today. Lord, get me out. God said, I want to get in. And God's trying to perfect something in your life. But the only way it's perfected is through hardship and pressure. And we're looking for it to come any other way. Lord, it's got to come in some other way. It's not coming some other way. It's going to come this way. This is the way. Walk in it. Are you sure? Yeah, that's the way. Because whether or not you see it, now in the end, you're going to be better for it. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, especially as a male or a man in here. God wants you moving. God wants you working. If you're sitting at home doing nothing, get up, get on a computer, call someone, find a job. Simple. Work what you've been given. Look for an opportunity. As you do, God will direct your path and move you in another place. But if you don't get up and do anything, it amazes me, especially years ago when I was growing up and when I was younger and everyone was like looking for like love and everyone was looking for a relationship. And everyone was like, oh, I remember in a 2-year stint, I went to about 13 weddings. And it got to a point in my life where I realized, you know what, God's called me to actually be out in life. There was a season in my life where God really called me to be alone for a season because I was working on some ministry stuff. And by the way, God does call you to be alone for a season, to work on some stuff until he says, okay, now it's time to come out. It's okay, but I didn't say forever. But for a season, and eventually I was able to come out and I met Misty, but I was thinking about it the other day and how God has called people to be in life and not hiding. A lot of people are looking for opportunities, but they're hiding. Lord, let it come to me. It's not coming to you. Are you out? Are you in community? Are you talking to people? This morning, I was on my way to church. I stopped by Winn-Dixie to get something. I looked over, a guy goes, hey, can you help me jump my car? Absolutely. Out. God knew I was going to get water. I looked around, no other car. Guess whose car? Right here, me and this dude. Out in life, help the guy. It was real easy. Have a great day. You too. Bye. Seed. Just serving. Just out in life. You don't know what's going to happen. All of a sudden, now this guy's thinking, oh, man, what a great seed. I'm out. I know COVID's back, quote. It's back. Don't care. Beat it already. It's back. It's not going to stop me from going out in life. I don't care what people try to say or what intimidation factor. You don't walk in that. I'm out in life. Life. Talking to people in and out of places. What's up? All these little appointments. God just, oh, you never know what God's going to do. All seeds. But you can't plant seeds if you're not outside. Feel the sun on your face. Sweat. Toil. Stay online. Stay online. One of the best feelings, and it should be a feeling. Missy talked about this a couple weeks ago when it talks about the fruit is in the work, or where you find satisfaction after the things that you have put your hand to. After sweat, working hard, there should be some sort of satisfaction to say, man, I put in work today. I put in an effort. Can you say that? It's tough to say that sometimes. People are looking for blessing. It's like, man, Man, I want God to bless me. I want him to bless me. And God does want to bless you, but God's also looking for you to do something. Seed. Stay online. Are you disconnected right now from him? And I know it's easier when things are going well to stay connected. But when they're not going as well as you think they should, so it's hard to stay connected because you're upset. Let's just be honest. You're upset. Because you're frustrated about things in your life that are not going the way they should go. And the temptation is to peace out and to try to do it on your own. And the enemy would like nothing more for then you to try to do it on your own than to stay connected. Because once you start to do it on your own and get your own flesh, you're dead. Because he will help you cycle back through all your reformed ways that God has brought you through. And the temptation will be is to get you to cycle back through all the ways that God and places that God had took you from. But you got to stay on. You don't think so? Just wait till the next trial. Because you get thoughts like, I've never broken through in this area. What makes you think it's going to happen now, Lord? Two, it was better back then than it is now, because at least I had stuff. You start going through all this thought process. But if we're not careful, we can buy into that lie to think that then is better than now. But in reality, now is actually better than then, because you really have Jesus now. Then you were in process. Not as far along as you should be, but at least you got Jesus now. I can't trade in the gains. No matter how hard it is, Sean, I can't trade in the gains for the process. It took too much to get here. Took too much. So for me to give in to a temptation to have an affair would be stupid. Because, you know, the enemy also throws that up in your face too. Just being honest in here, right? Not going as well as you think it should go, huh? Really not seeing the results of or the fruit of a good marriage, huh? Maybe it'd be good if you tried something else. If you're not strong enough and don't know what your foundation is, it's easier to take that bait than to say, nah, no matter what kind of struggle it is, I'm on the foundation here. The blessing's here. It's not there. Stay and fight. Stay online. Stay connected. And I know it's not an easy thing to talk about because people, they want the quick fix. And you know where I'm coming from, because some of you in your mind right now are thinking, man, if I could just get rid of them, I'd be good. But in reality, would you? No matter what struggle that we have gone through, we're better together than we are apart. Because what God has produced in the years together. Do I want to have to go backwards and produce that with another woman? Oh, God, no. I'm going to stay online with you, Lord, and make sure we're good. Because we've been through too much to go back and say, let's start all over again. I wouldn't make it, to be honest with you. I wouldn't make it. Took too much strength to get here now. Celebrate the win. Stay connected. Stay online. What does that mean for me when it comes to money? I think it's simple yet complicated for people. There are people who want money. And it's hard when you start talking about money because people are like, oh, God, here we go again, another preacher talking about money in church. Well, if we don't talk about it here, where are we going to talk about it? There's nobody here shaking you down for money. Nobody here shaking you down for money. There's nobody here asking you to give your life or your leg, okay, for ministry. But what I'm here to try to encourage you to do is that if you want the life that God has called you to have, you can't be lazy. You got to work. You got to work. That's the bottom line. And one of the things that God has been showing me lately and just reminding me is that all the stuff you're doing now is for your future, because you're depositing now what you're going to reap later. So don't be looking for the fruit. We're looking for it now. We're like, I did some seed, Lord, last week. I see it. No, it's not there. This is how it works. I did some seed. I keep doing seed. I let it go. Until one day I'm like, it's growing. because I allow God to do the work to produce it as I'm sowing. You don't often see it. The longer you look at it, it's not going to grow. You get your eyes off it and start doing what God's called you to do. God has a way of making it grow. Making it grow. Well, what does that mean for me? It means that you got to get alone with the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, how do you want me to be prosperous in my life? I'm going to use that word. Because some people, what they do is they take it. Well, I'm going to be rich. I believe that you can be prosperous in your life. I believe that you can be prosperous and be in good health even as your soul prospers. I believe that those two can go hand in hand. But if blessing you with money is going to kill your soul, God's not going to do it. Because you don't know the value of it and you can't hold it because you don't have the structure to be able to hold the blessing of it. So God said, we're going to go to work. And so you understand the value of working it so that when I do bless you, you'll appreciate it. I'll get mine, God said, and you'll get yours. God's not dumb. God's a businessman. God's not going to invest in someone who's not going to produce anything. I mean, would you, come on, you're hiring somebody on a job, right? This guy comes in and, you know, you're supposed to be 9 to 5. He strolls in at 9:30 every day, shirt out, hair smells like weed. Every day, what's up? Hey, welcome to Good Burger. Can I take your order? Okay. You know, you're not investing. You don't trust that guy's going to do his job. It's the same way with God. God said, I'll trust you when I can trust you. I'll bless you when I can trust you. I'll give you more when I can trust you. But it doesn't come without you going out and working for it. There's a value and an appreciation that comes in when you actually work for stuff. It's okay. The Bible says here, but working hard, get rich. Well, they said rich. Yeah, prosperous. Have money because you can be blessed. God does not want you to walk around in lack and in poverty. This has been something, honestly, that I had a breakthrough in my life. Because growing up, and you know some of the story, that's what I saw. Lack. So this is what it means. Serve God, but struggle. And this is it. Serve God and struggle, but we got our faith, but it sucks. It sucks. Got no money. Can't do anything. Got to borrow somebody's shirt. Didn't really see a change. Until God broke through in my life and said, son, you are not that. I put something else inside of you, and you know it. Let's get after it. And through different seasons, God has been changing and producing and said, keep going. Keep sowing. Keep doing what I've called you to do. It's going to come. It's not going to come in your timing, but it's going to come. Keep sowing. Just look at you. Look what I'm making you. Look what I'm making you. And look, because you're going to be able to hold it because you've allowed me to help make you in the process. Every sweat, everything, just do it. I got you. You're going to see it, but just stay online with me. Now, some of you might be in the similar position. You never really saw a guy come through. And you don't really think he's gonna. Let's just be honest. Lord, this is all we got. And that's fine. And I believe that God's been pricking some of you and saying, no, I got more for you. I got more for you. You can't stay in the same type of thinking that your dad or your parents did. I got something more for you. You can't stay stuck. Especially if you're gonna come in this house, you can't stay stuck here. God said, I got something. I'm trying to move you past stuff. And for some of you, that's a hard process because he's moving you through some pain. The stuff that he couldn't do in other people, God said, I'm doing in you because you're trusting me. Oh. Not everybody can get it. Not everybody. But if you can trust the process and allow him to go in and take care of some stuff and move through the pain, God said, now we're getting somewhere. Pain. Don't ask me to do it. I don't like the pain. But it's good for you. I don't want to grieve. But it's good for you. I don't want to struggle. but it's good for you. It's how you learn to work what you've been given. I'm better emotionally because I learned the value of being able to grieve. I'm better to walk by faith and not by sight because I learned it's not what I see, but it's what's working behind me and all around me, that God is doing something deeper that I can see that's building my faith. Every time I said, I don't see it, but I'm going to do it, God said, another notch. Come on, let's be honest. Some of you are sharper than you were 5 years ago. You're sharper. The enemy can't get at you as easy anymore. When he comes in, you're too built. Every cut, every place that God is cutting in, he said, I'm going to produce fruit in it. You're going to see results in it. But work with me. And some of y'all need to know that today. God's working with you. He's not working against you. He's working with you. He uses resistance to help work it, but he's actually working with you. As you're submitted to him, guess who's resisting the enemy with you? Him. As you keep throwing seed, guess who sees? God, for every person in this house today who has lost their faith sight, I pray that you would bring restoration back into their life so they can see you again in the midst of it. Every cloud that's blocking their view, blow on it. Every seed that they're sowing, bless. Every lie that the enemy is throwing up in their face, help them to resist it. Everything in the unseen that you're building, thank you for the strength for us to hold up in it. Thank you for the ability to keep getting back up like a fighter has been knocked down and saying, come on, let's go again. Thank you just for that tenacity to say, just bring it. But even this week, I pray that people would just walk in it this week. Walk in faith this week. Every struggle that comes up this week, thank you that you've already prepared a way for us to walk through it and in it. Every grace that we need is going to be available at the time of need this week. We thank you that on the other side of the struggle, there's victory. Every mountain that we're climbing, the view is going to be fantastic. Give us eyes to see like you see. Because we know deep down inside that the best is yet to come. In Jesus' name.